give the Lord a big clap of fire. Thank you. God bless you. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Very, very quickly and very, very sharply, subject tonight is demands for deliverance. Demands. With the objective of understanding what must be in place for deliverance to happen. Genesis chapter 32 and in verse 24 to verse 28. And Jacob was left alone, and they arrested a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. We want to say that complete deliverance is possible with God when the demands are met. John chapter 8 verse 32, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. 36, and if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be absolutely and unquestionably free. Absolutely, unquestionably, irresistibly free. So absolute freedom, unquestionable freedom, irresistible freedom is possible when certain demands are met. It's one thing to own an aircraft. It's another thing to be a pilot. But it's another thing to actually fly the plane. It's a different thing altogether to actually fly the plane. What demands must be put in place? We just read about Jacob. He was a victim of many things. Looked like there was a generational curse on the lineage of Jacob. First of all, it appeared like the firstborns were not the transmitters of the blessing of the family. Firstborn of Abraham, Ishmael. Firstborn of Isaac, Esau. Firstborn of Jacob, Reuben. These were not transmitters of the generational blessing of their lineage. It then appeared also like everyone had to be barren first before they gave birth to children. Sarah was barren. Rebecca was barren. Both Rachel and Leah were barren. Then it looked like these people were successful, but there was a lot of contention. Abraham had contention. Isaac had contention. Jacob, they changed his wages 10 times. And then it looked like there were always situations that will make them to tell what is not true. Let me not call it. To tell a lie. Abraham had to lie that Sarah was his sister. Rebecca had to lie the same lie. Sorry, Isaac had to lie that Rebecca was his sister under similar circumstances. Jacob soon took it to another level. He had to lie completely that he was another person, that he was Esau, that he was another person. So these things continue until one day, Jacob said, let it stop. Let me stop this thing. If my next generation must not carry this thing, let it stop here. ICT did a good work. You presented all of it on the screen. Let this thing stop here. And for somebody sitting here tonight, everything that is negative in your lineage with you, it shall stop. If you are saying amen, you say loud amen. If you are saying amen, you shout the Lord must say amen. Every enemy captivity, every limitation, every bondage, and every baggage you have carried, tonight is the terminal date of it. What are the forces that must be in place? What demands, number one? Impatience with bondage or oppression. Impatience with bondage. Impatience with oppression. Impatience with captivity. When you come to the point where you have become impatient with the oppression, you have become impatient with the condition, you have become impatient with the affliction, you have become impatient with the captivity, then you are at the beginning of liberty. I'm talking of intolerance. Of the oppressor and his oppression. Intolerance of the oppressor and his oppression. Then you are at the end. You are at the end of the oppression. And you are at the beginning of the liberation. Like you not to forget two things. One, A. That the patience of the oppressed is the strength of the oppressor. The patience of the oppressed is the strength of the oppressor. When the oppressed is patient, the oppressor is strengthened. The patience of the oppressed is the strength of the oppressor. When the oppressed is patient, the oppressor is strengthened. When you are patient with where you are, your family devils, ancestral curses, generational powers, witchcraft powers, limiting powers, whatever they are strengthened. Your patience gives them permission to function. The patience of the oppressed gives the oppressor the permission to function. The patience of the oppressed gives the oppressor the license to function. The second thing is like unto it. Now, you can apply this to every condition on the earth. You can apply this. You can apply this to every situation under heaven. The patience of the oppressed is license and permission for the oppressor to function. Next thing to note is that the tolerance of the oppressed sustains the aggression of the oppressor. The tolerance of the oppressed sustains the aggression of the oppressor. The tolerance of the oppressed. Blind Bartimaeus became impatient. He became intolerant. In Mark chapter 10 verse 46 to verse 48, he has sat there all his life. Sat at the highway side begging. And he heard that Jesus was passing. And he cried with a loud voice, "Thou son of David, have mercy." And some people say, "No, keep quiet." And he said, "Keep quiet because you are about to give me your own eyes. I should keep quiet because you want to give me your eyes, isn't it? I should keep quiet because you know what it means to be blind. Have you ever been in total darkness for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year? Have you been in such total darkness? There are people who react against you because they don't know what it means to be in your position. If no for the mercy of God, God would have given them the opportunity to trade positions. Then they will know whether to ask you to keep quiet or not. When your destiny is at stake, never allow any devil to shut you up. Did you hear what I just said now? When your destiny is at stake, never allow any devil to shut you up. When your liberty is at stake, never allow any devil to shut you up. When your liberty is at stake, that is where you have the permission to disrespect any man or devil. When your liberty is at stake, when your destiny is at stake, he cried out them all, "Thou son of David, have mercy upon me." And because he could not shut up, the master stood still. Your decision, which I'm going to go later, to be desperate, compelled the attention of heaven. Am I communicating? Come to the point where you have run mad let the devil know that your madness is higher than his madness. Come to the point, Abba Galayata Kalabada Galayada. Have you ever seen where a mad person tries to snatch somebody's baby before? That is when the mad person will know that madness, the past madness, that the madness of the mother is madder than the madness of that mad devil. My mother gives me the memory of a mother lion. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You dare her children, she tears you to pieces. She is very humble and very calm and cool, but just mess up. One woman insulted me one day. My mother rose with her. The way she arose on this woman, I'm sure she regretted ever encountering any of us. Say, "Who are you? Look at you, dwarf." She was speaking. And then began to rain. Ay, 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 ay. Am I coming? When you come to such a point, when you run mad with every devil that is trying to temper with your destiny and temper with your possession and temper with your inheritance, then you are at the beginning of your liberty. I prophesy today, everyone, I said it before and I don't mean to say it derogatory, I'm a medical doctor, but the truth is, to be a patient, you have to be patient. Because the drip is going into your hand. And it's one drop per minute, one drop per few seconds. And it will last for 6 hours, 7 hours. You have to be very, very patient. You have to be patient with the injections. Yes, doctor. Yes, doctor. Yeah, well, in the physical, that helps you to be free. But in the realm of the spirit, you must be impatient with the devil. If you don't want the devil to make you a patient. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Every trace of tolerance, every timidity in the realm of the spirit, every trace of acceptance of your condition as it is, every trace of agreement with harassment, agreement with frustration, today, I declare that tendency is broken. It is broken. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. That was number one. Impatience with bondage. Number two is desperation for answer. When you are impatient with the devil, impatient with the oppression, the next thing you need is desperation for answer. I will not let you go. Desperation. Desperation has expressed at the place of prayer. Desperation has expressed in search for light. Desperation. Understand, please, that desperation is key to deliverance. Desperation. Understand too, that's first. Second, that desperation is key to restoration. Desperation. Thirdly, desperate efforts are required for drastic results. Desperate efforts are required for drastic results. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11, Hannah was desperate. This time around, something must happen in my life. I can't live here and continue going like this all the time. Coming to Shiloh all the time without result. Lord, give me a child and I'll give him back to you as a prophet. Desperation. Woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5 verse 25 all the way to verse 29. Certain woman had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, she came in the press desperate behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straight away, immediately, the fountain of her blood dried. Desperate efforts are required for drastic results. Am I communicating? Say amen. Say amen. About 20 years ago, a man met me. He brought his sister. He said, sir, this is my sister. Now, around that time, antiretroviral drugs and those kind of things were not abundant. People were just dying like that. This, my sister, is HIV positive. You know what he told me? I want you to pray for her. Because she's going to be healed. And even if she is not healed, for her sake, they must discover HIV vaccine. They must discover HIV medicine. This man was so rugged, so brutal. About 20 years ago, I prayed for his sister with passion. Good news is, last time I traveled for the dedication of church in the south, Wori Uyo, sister was one of the people I saw in the congregation. Ran to me to greet me. How are you doing? Exciting. Life intact. Everything intact. She's alive. She's well. Daughter alive. Well. The brother said, she will be, I know, even if not, for her sake, treatment for HIV must be discovered. But as for my sister, this thing won't kill her. Ay, 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 ay. Ola, 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 ola. Is God speaking to somebody here? No, you mean, one man was told one day, doctor asked him to get ready because he was going to die. And he told the doctor, and who will take care of my wife and children? I am not dying. It was as if he was being offered something. Ten years much longer, he was still there. Beyond that time, desperation. No devil is devilish enough to nullify the word of God. I announce to someone here today, in your desperation, your deliverance is here. In your desperation, your restoration is here.
If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen.
Number 3. What is it that is demanded for your deliverance? First, it's impatience with bondage. Second, desperation for answer. Third, is dogged faith in the goodness, faithfulness, and almightiness of God. Dogged faith in the faithfulness, in the goodness, faithfulness, and almightiness of God. Dogged faith. Without faith, it is impossible to move God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Dogged faith. Thy faith has made thee whole. Faith always makes free. Dogged faith. What is that faith all about? One, faith that the faithfulness of God. Wait a minute. Faith that the goodness of God will overcome the wickedness of the devil in your life. Faith, that faith. That the, you know that God is good. And you know that the devil is wicked, but that the goodness of God will overcome the wickedness of the devil. That faith is important. Because there are people who believe more in the wickedness of the devil than they believe in the goodness of God. When you hear them talk about the devil today, and what the devil can do and what he is doing, you will be wondering, where is God? Faith that the goodness of God will overcome the wickedness of the devil. Second is faith that the faithfulness of God will overcome the viciousness of the devil. Will overcome the viciousness. How vicious, how creepy, how unnice the devil is. Faith that the faithfulness of God will overcome the viciousness of God. And third, or C, is faith that the almightiness of God is bigger than the powerfulness of the devil. That if the devil has any power, we have a God who is the Almighty. The almightiness of God is stronger than the powerfulness of the devil. Faith. Finally, faith. Faith that the blessing is stronger than the curse. You need that faith. The reason why I don't fear any witch or wizard or powerful agent of the devil under heaven is the fact that their master is under my control. He said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. He said, I beheld Satan fall as lightning from heaven. After that, he gave me the power. Say, you are of God, little children, and I've overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in the world. So whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I am aware, too aware. This sign shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out. One translation says they shall kick out devils. Mark chapter 16. And this sign shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. Can you show us other translations where he talks about they shall kick out devils? They shall throw out devils. Hallelujah. I ask you a question. I have the authority to kick out devils. Then there is one servant of the devil. And I should fear that servant. The strongest native doctor is a Satan servant. You need to have that faith. That waiting the work for you, pass waiting the work against you. Look at them and say, waiting the work for me. Please, this is Nigerian Pidgin English. All you Igbo people, we are sorry. Say, waiting the work for me. Pass waiting the work against me. Can I tell you something? One man said he was praying for one of our crusades. I think we're in Zambia or so. And he was praying and interceding. And one agent of the devil in the realm of the spirit, probably a witch or a water priest, whatever, appeared to him, in a trance, in a vision, and said to him, who told you to be interceding for these people that are destroying us everywhere? Something like, I'll show you, or something like that. A few days later, this brother received a phone call, physical phone call. When he said hello, he said, yes, I was the one who appeared to you the last time. He said he dropped the phone on the spot. That is, an agent of the devil appeared to you in Revelation with their demonic apparel and everything, and then physically called you on phone and said, I'm the one who appeared to you. He dropped the phone on the spot. But after that day, he said his system wasn't normal. Everything was going upside down. He became afraid and began to be afraid of death. So I sent for him. I said, come anywhere you are. So I laid hands on him once and set fire on that agent and their group. I laid hands on him a second time with all the fire and anger he possessed while he was under fire, while he was under the anointing. He stepped into that realm of revelation again and he saw all of them screaming, who brought this on us? Who brought this on us? The one who made the call say, I am sorry, I am the one. I am the one. I am the one. And they say so, and all of us are going to go now. And they were all roasted on the spot. All roasted on the spot. All. I announce to you today, every devil and their group after your life and your destiny, in this season, they shall experience the almightiness of God. They shall experience the powerfulness of God. Shout the loudest amen. Never allow the devil to over-magnify himself to you. Charge your faith. Somebody say charge. If you want to take charge, you must charge. Look at your neighbor, say, charge your faith. There are two things that will charge your faith. Number one is the word. Many things. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And number two, the testimonies of the supremacy of God over the forces of hell. Those testimonies, what I'm saying to you now, what you hear in church, what people say happened to the witches that came over against them, happened to the agents of darkness, you listen to this, charge your faith with them. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Until you come to the point where if they send any devil near where you are, you say, please send me on another errand. Send me on another errand. Send me on another errand. This is not where I can go. This is not who I can dare. From this moment I announce, when they send any devil in your direction, they will think twice before they arrive where you are. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a shout of victory. And before you sit down, help me shake the hands of seven people. Tell them, what is working for you is more than what is working against you. Now you can say it in pidgin. Waiting they work for you, pass. Waiting they work against you. Waiting they work for you, pass. Waiting they work against you. Give the Lord a shout of praise. I see an army of very dangerous people being raised out of this assembly. From the glory go from all across the country. I just saw them in Port Harcourt and saw them everywhere in Lekki, Lagos, everywhere. I see us overrunning the kingdom, the forces of hell, and make the devil regret his devilishness. Anyone like that here, shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. I want us again. Inside CDs. Are you hearing me? Package testimonies. Deliverance testimonies. Witchcraft judgment testimonies. I give the media people 7 days from today to make a package. At least one package. One that deals with the judgment of witchcraft. Are you following what I'm saying here? An agent of the devil inside the CD. All that you'll be watching when you are playing it is one testimony after another, after another, after another, after another, after another, after another. Like 10 to 20 to 25. Can I hold somebody responsible now? Under 7 days. I can hold you responsible. Upload. You see, you know why I'm telling you this? I was not in the testimony session of the healing service yesterday. So I asked them to cut it for me so that I can be up to date. So I watched it before coming for this service. It charged me up like... I was hearing things that people were saying, encounters, deliverances. The other guy who had been coughing for 37 years. 39 years. It felt he was going to die with it. He couldn't go to school. School, he would be waking up his people, the people in his room with cough. He was a reproach everywhere. During COVID, he was a shadow of himself. You know, during COVID, if you sneeze, you are a suspect. Not to talk of coughing continuously. No. And among others, I have said this before, but I want to repeat it. Those testimonies, so we have the first set of testimonies of those who had victory over witchcraft. The forces of hell came against them and they were laid to rest. Testimonies of deliverance from terminal ailments. I remember that woman that testified how he saw me in the dream. I laid hands on her and fire came from the hand and burnt the breast cancer. And she came out of it alive and whole and well till tomorrow. Another one from Jaws. Imagine the devil is challenging your faith. in the area of your health, and you listen to 20, 25, 100 of such times. You don't need prayer. You will just stand up and say, if you are a devil, follow me. Hey! 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 If you are a devil enough, try me again. Testimonies of financial explosion. It will just explode your mentality. Say, people are talking billions and I'm looking for transport money. Devil, you are a bastard. Oh. Run around the YouTube, but especially your own life. Am I communicating at all? If what the people are saying, how many people had an encounter? Take two fruit. They are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. I saw the senior pastor, he gave me two fruit. He gave me two baby cloth. He gave me this and that. I woke up, I missed my period. This is the twins. Line that up like 20, 25, 30. Let the woman play it. Let the man play it. When you are sleeping, let it be playing. From what you are hearing, it will continue as encounter in the dream. You didn't hear what I just said? From what you are listening, it just continues as an encounter in the dream. And the encounter will counter the devil. I'm excited here today. If I was somebody, Mash, I gave them two fruits, this pastor, and it was twins. Those twins are in the university now. I wish that somebody could celebrate for 60 seconds. You shout for victory for 60 seconds. Shout for victory for 60 seconds. Shout for victory for 60 seconds. Shout, 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 shout. Hey! Shout for victory. You believe your testimony is coming. Your victory is here. Your deliverance is here. Your turnaround is here. The defeat of the devil is here. Your change of story is here. Clap your hands. All you people, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Shout. 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 Hey! 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 Ya 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 A new day is upon you. A new season. Did you hear what I just said? You watch that clip, you listen to it and hear the things over and over and over. While you are listening, probably you dozed and fell asleep in the night. And then it continued in the dream. As encounters to knock off the devil. Solomon said, I sleep, but my spirit is awake. The spirit of man does not sleep. So you can curse. My spirit wicked. You can curse. That's Songs of Solomon chapter 8. You can curse. What is yours to happen to you by force? Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So you need that dogged faith. That God passed devil. God passed devil. Number four. And we shall be rounding off with number five. Number four is the maintenance of a fighting spirit. Fighting spirit. Demand for deliverance for a fighting spirit. Is demand for healing. Is demand for liberty. Is demand for anything. Fighting spirit. And you must take note of these two or three.
First,
that there is no freedom without a fight. There were freedom fighters in Africa, so-called, during the times of independence. There is no freedom without a fight. No victory without conflict. If you are going to be totally free from the harassment of the devil, you must possess a fighter spirit. If you are going to be victorious, you must be ready to confront. Second thing is, whatever will be conquered must be confronted. If it will ever be conquered, it must be confronted. Confronted head on in a fight. And Jacob wrestled. Jacob wrestled. Jacob wrestled. Jacob wrestled. Jacob wrestled. And thirdly, change happens with the application of force. The application of force is the initiation of change. Change happens when men become forceful. The application of force is the initiation of change. Jacob wrestled. We just read it. Genesis 20, 32, verse 24 to 28. David fought. 1 Samuel chapter 17. You start from verse 34 all the way to verse 50. He wrestled to rescue Israel from the Philistines and from Goliath. He fought. The refusal to fight is the agreement to fail. To refuse the fight is to agree to fail. To refuse the fight is to agree to defeat. What do we fight with? Maybe the matter for another day. Fight with the word. We fight at the place of prayer. We fight with our praise. We fight with our decrees. We fight with our declarations. The fighting spirit. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. Somebody shout the loudest believers amen. Hallelujah. I told you the story of the little bulldog who will normally cross, leave the compound where she is, come under her fence, cross the highway, go under the fence of another house to engage a big dog, normal dog, big dog, little bulldog. The big dog will beat it, throw it to the ground. After a long fight, the bulldog will return back home. Tomorrow, he crosses the comes under the fence, crosses the highway, comes under the other house, and then engages this big dog. The big dog will beat it, throw it to the ground. The bulldog will go. Tomorrow, he returns. The fight continues. The big dog continues to beat the small bulldog, and the small bulldog continues to fight. Until one day, the bulldog is coming. Then the big dog starts running. You know what is on his mind? I can beat you, but I'm tired. I agree that you have defeated me, so the fight can stop. That is the power of a fighting spirit. Persistence, wears out resistance. I'm going to go to that one shortly. That is the power of a fighting spirit. You refuse to be tired, the oppressor must get tired. Today, I decree the baptism of a fighting spirit upon someone here. Who is that person? You came in here timid. You came in here weak. You came in here shaky. You came in here, whatever condition you came in here. I release upon you the spirit of a fighter. That is one of the things God put inside me. Sins. Deal with devils. Deal with situations. Deal with forces. Deal with people who need to be dealt with. I am very, very respectful. My wife said, Pastor is so nice, but may you not see the other side. That is very, very true. May you not see the other side. That side is reserved for the devil. It's best reserved for the devil and his agents. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Lift your two hands and say, Father, I receive today the baptism of the spirit of a fighter. Receive the baptism of the spirit of a fighter. I receive the baptism of the spirit of a fighter. I receive the baptism of the spirit of a fighter. The last time, hear this now, you turn your back on the devil shall be the last time forever. Even in the dream, the last time you are running and somebody was pursuing you shall be the last forever. From this moment forward, you shall be the one pursuing and they are running away from you. As a sign, every devil that will dare you tonight, the ones that normally dare you in your dream, they will not return back to tell any story. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. The maintenance of a fighting spirit. And number five, the refusal to give up. The refusal to be weary. Jacob said, I will not let you go. That is, you don't fight to give up, you fight to finish. The refusal to give up. Jacob said, I won't let you go. Job said, if a man die, shall he rise again? All the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change come. I'm not giving up. The woman with the spirit of infirmity, I believe that was Luke chapter 13, verse 10. This woman had been bound. He was teaching in the synagogue, and there was a woman with the spirit of infirmity, 18 years. This woman had been bent like this for 18 solid years and never missed service one day. Not one day. My healing hasn't come this month. I am coming next month. Year 1, year 2, year 3, year 4, year 5, year 6, year 18. And that particular day's service was her service. It appeared as if nobody was inside that church. Only her was the focus that day. Woman, thou art.
Hey! Stand up on your feet everywhere you are.
Now all of a sudden, that devil that bent her face made her not to see the beauty of the sun. I don't know if she was married. And if she was married, I don't know how successful the marriage was. That yoke was broken on the spot. At the frequency of wearilessness, the refusal to give up, the decision to keep on. Many give up almost when something was about to happen to them. They stopped coming to church. They gave up on God just at the nick of a change. You know what happened? One day I was preaching in Zaria and I described the person that had a, was it a kidney disease or a sickle cell? The description was so accurate that people were looking around because they knew the person. With the condition that day, the person didn't come for service. At the service, they told me, say, sir, we know who you are talking about. But she was not in church, or whoever was not in church today. One day, I was preaching in my church. Just towards the end of the message, somebody was walking out. And I said, don't go like that. Let the service finish. You don't know what God has for you. And the person obeyed and returned. And after about 5 minutes, I began to say that someone here, they use a chameleon to sacrifice on your head. And began to say things in that direction. That same person that the devil was moving out of service before time ran to the front. I am the one. The devil knew she was about to be free. So he organized situations to keep her away from church. There are those who say, I want to change church just when God wants to change their story. I want to change pastor. I want to try another thing. Some even leave from God completely. Native doctor, herbalist. Don't forget three things I'll tell you. Number one, your persistence is the answer to your resistance. The things that resist you, they will give up for your when you persist. Your persistence with God is the answer to your resistance from hell. Secondly, if you won't give up, you can't go down. Go down means defeat. Go down means premature death. Go down means burial. If you won't give up, you can't go down. Finally, if you won't give up, you must go up. When you say, you know what? Satan, between me and you, you are the one to give up. Because I have the Spirit of God. And God will never give up for the devil. I was created in the image of God. God never gives up for the devil. If you can say like that, then your change of story is here. I may not have preached to everybody tonight, but I believe there is one person in particular that God has spoken to here tonight. Who is that person? You will give the Lord a clap and a shout and a leap of joy. If I were you, I will congratulate 7 people ahead of their testimonies. Tell them congratulations. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations.
a shout of praise.
We have some very, very fireful prayers we are about to pray. We prayed some of them yesterday in the service, and we are including that plus more today in this service. Dealing with altars, dealing with enemy verdicts, burying witches and wizards. I want you to pray with all the force you possess, because something is about to happen to you. One more time, walk to seven people. Tell them, get ready, get ready, get ready. Your victory is here, your victory is here. Fire, 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 fire.
Verse 13 to 15. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. We'll pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree the reversal of every satanic contract or handwriting
against my life
and destiny,
the church,
Dunamis,
the nation,
Nigeria,
today,
by the blood of Jesus,
I declare
you are reversed in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus,
I decree
the reversal of every satanic contract or handwriting against my life
and destiny,
the church,
Dunamis,
the nation,
Nigeria,
today, by the blood of Jesus,
I declare
you are reversed in the name of Jesus. In the Brandia Tosho Clady, in Kabaya Kadia Toto Boy, in Rafatala Tali, in Kapala Clady, in Kapala Post, in Kotrata La Branda, in Kutonia, in Lokotosha Gatala Clady, in Kapala Clady, in Lokotosha, in Kapala Toto Boy. Father, thank you. We give you praise and we give you honor. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We shall be praying, canceling every satanic verdict against our lives and our destiny. Isaiah chapter 54 and in verse 17. Isaiah 54 verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Lift up your voice and say with me, in the name of Jesus, today I cancel every enemy verdict and pronouncement against my life and destiny, the church, dunamis, and the nation, Nigeria, you verdict of hell, you are counseled by the blood of Jesus against it. In the name of Jesus, today, I counsel every enemy, verdict, and pronouncement against my life and destiny, the church, dunamis, and the nation, Nigeria, you verdict of hell, you are counseled by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Father, we cancel every satanic verdict. Every satanic verdict, we cancel by the blood. El rapatodia, el jeperetete, el demiene de gade pregedegedia, el japaro tasindilia, el reketo santilia na galagada, el rapato santilia na gadia, el rato santilia la baba baba, el rato. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus.